This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in US-Israel airstrikes. In a social media post, Trump said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The US president added that the heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. The death of Iran's supreme leader reportedly occurred after a joint US and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and governmental sites. According to the senior Israeli official, Khamenei's body has been found. There was no immediate comment from Iran on Khamenei's death. The United States and Israel launched coordinated attacks on Iran yesterday, sharply escalating tensions in West Asia and prompting widespread retaliation across the region. Explosions were reported in multiple Iranian cities, including Tehran, near the offices of the Supreme Leader Khamenei. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. Iran retaliated with missile and drone strikes on Israel and U.S. military bases in West Asia, with exchanges of fire continuing. Regional countries have also been affected as explosions were reported in Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, and Kuwait. Bahrain said U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet headquarters in Manama was targeted. The UAE, Qatar, and Kuwait have closed their airspace, and Dubai Airport has suspended flights. Iraq has also closed its airspace. Tensions have soared in the recent weeks as American warships moved into the region amid stalled nuclear talks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held talks with his counterparts in several Gulf countries amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India is concerned with the escalating situation. Dr. Jaishankar said that he spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. He stressed India's interest in regional peace and the safety of the Indian community. The External Affairs Minister also called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim Al Thani last evening. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, on the turn of events in the region. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart Sheikh Jarrah Jaber Al Ahmad Al Sabah and was briefed on the latest situation in Kuwait. Indian Embassy in Israel has urged the Indian nationals who are temporarily in Israel to follow the advisory issued earlier and register with the embassy at the link www.indembassyisrael.gov.in/Indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication in the prevailing situation in the region. In a social media post, the embassy informed that it remains in close contact with the Indian community in Israel, including tourists, short-term business visitors, and media persons who are currently in the country and are affected by the prevailing situation. Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the ministry said that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation is working closely with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with the operational regulations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Prime Minister reached Chennai last night after his visit to Rajasthan and Gujarat. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees this morning. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects will strengthen infrastructure, urban services, industrial growth, education, healthcare and sustainable development in the Union Territory. After Puducherry, Prime Minister will travel to Madurai and Tamil Nadu in the afternoon. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out of the tournament despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in the Super 8 match at Palikkile last night. Today, India will face West Indies in the last Super 8 clash at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.